Today we're going to be talking about the fall of the Soviet Union. It fell on Christmas Day, 1991. Gorbachev resigned, ending the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union did not long outlive the Cold War. Economic conditions continued to deteriorate. In 1991, while anti-Russian nationalists sentiment swelled in Lithuania, Estonia, the Ukraine, and other non-Russian republics. Gorbachev could no longer control political. Okay, no.
You got it.
No, I can't even say half these words.
Political.
Yeah. Political event. As the new year dawned, January 5th, 1992, so did a new era in the history of Russia and its long-suffering people. Political and economical weaknesses are one of the causes. Another underlying cause of the demonstrations was discontent with the standard of living. The product of outmoded and rigid economic policies, summed up by a striking shipyard worker in Gdansk, Poland. It had many influences on Russia. One was they didn't have any more dictators, and the future of the Soviet leader would be the head of the Communist Party oligarchy. Its most powerful member is, to be sure, but still a politician dependent on the support of his colleagues and to remain in power.
The future Soviet leader would be the head of the Communist Party oligarchy. Its most powerful member, to be sure, but still a politician dependent on the support of his colleagues to remain in power. This meant that before he could do very much, Gorbachev had to solidify his political base by replacing Brezhnev, holdovers at every level of the party from the Politburo on down. They don't remember Gorbachev, and if they do remember him, they remember him as a traitor. After it fell, there was the creation of the Russian Confederation. During the 1960s and 1970s, the Communist Party elite rapidly gained wealth and power, while millions of average Soviet citizens faced starvation. The Soviet Union's push to industrialize at any cost resulted in frequent shortages of food and consumer goods. Bread lines were common through the 70s and 80s, and Soviet citizens often did not have access to the basic needs such as clothing and shoes. Peace out.